together and make it alright. Every minute passes by. We gotta stay, you gotta stay. We dance all night. Dirty, dirty, dirty nights. Pulls you under and takes you down. Make it, take it again. Pulls you under, takes you down.
I'm CJ, CITR's campus coverage coordinator.
Hey, this is Duncan from Duncan's Donuts.
This is Robin Allum, program manager.
I'm Lucy Clarkson, and I'm in the student executive.
And my name's Steve. I was just standing out in the hallway.
Hi, my name is Brenda. I'm CITR's station manager.
Hey, my name's Andy Resto, and I'm the digital library coordinator at CITR.
My name is Hugo, and I'm the volunteer manager.
Hey, my name's Eleanor, and I'm the sponsorship coordinator at CITR.
This is Ryan Rozelle, president of CITR's student executive. From all of us at CITR, we would like to acknowledge everyone who donated to this year's fund drive. With the help of listeners like you, we raised $39,201.79. And for that, we would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. You're the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. What is this even for?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for supporting CITR.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Things that you might. everyone. This is Crescendo on every Sunday, 6 to 7 p.m. This is your host, Jed, on CITR 101.9. I started you off with Think That You Might Be Wrong by Great Lakes Swimmers. They're a folk rock band out of Ontario. Now they're based in Toronto, the big city over there. And coming up for you on the next few songs, we're going to have some... This song I actually grew up with a lot was... it's by Chet Atkins when he did a album with Mark Knopfler. So it's the two of them together on the Neck and Neck album. This is There'll Be Some Changes Made. That's coming up for you next. And after that, I'm going to throw out you some Joni Mitchell, another amazing folk artist that I grew up with, and her song California. So that's how I'll be starting you guys off this fine week. No big performances today in the studio, but I will be featuring a track of one of my very close friends' bands from back home when they made their EP. Their band name was Ode Sue. That was named after the main character of the Korean movie Old Boy. And they got together and made some really good experimental hardcore music pretty recently, right before I actually headed up here for college. And they have a fantastic EP, so I'll be featuring that at the very end, as goes with Crescendo. The heavy must go last. So yeah, but I'll keep on going with the playlist I have for you today. So here is There'll Be Some Changes Made by Chet Atkins and Mark Knopfler. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Hope you're having a great week. Some changes, babe. Now let's all play.
only a part-time saint. Pretty good, but you're no Martin Offler.
What about that one there?
Not all that bad.
A chance that was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. Oh, but California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset pig. California, I'm coming home. Who did the goat dance very well? He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news on your ear just give you. A plane to Spain, went to a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. They said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown and I'm going home to California. California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am? Strung out on another man, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news at home, you read more about the war and the bloody
Alrighty, that was California by Joni Mitchell. One thing about Joni Mitchell as well, she's very well known for doing a lot of like different stranger tunings as opposed to like the standard guitar tuning for the majority of her songs. In fact, it was recorded that she had about like maybe 50 different guitar tunings that she used in various songs and various albums, which is really, really interesting. It actually ended up getting her the spot of 72nd best guitarist of all time, according to Rolling Stone. And that's actually the highest ranking of a female guitarist on that list. So she's a fantastic musician and really grew up with that folk scene as well. And the same with the song, There'll Be Some Changes Made. Probably the reason that I had to play it for you guys too is besides two virtuoso guitarists just like picking their own style, they have such a chill way of doing it where they're just joking around with each other, and they're obviously having a great time just picking with each other. So always got to play some Chet and Mark. Coming up for you guys, I got Today by Jefferson Airplane, and after that, the song Super Connected by Broken Social Scene. So keep on listening. You got a good rest of the show ahead of you guys. Thank you very much for listening on CITR 101.9 to My Show Crescendo. And here we go along. Thank you.
Thank you.
That right there was Super Connected by Broken Social Scene. Before that was Today by Jefferson Airplane. Always will love any hippie rock I can get on here, so it calls for the Jefferson Airplane. And then Broken Social Scene is, they're almost at like the level of like an indie supergroup. They have like connections to Feist, Metric, Valley of the Giants, a lot of like actual like Canadian indie bands are all that kind of conglomerate into this larger group, so they come up with some really good stuff together. But yeah, so that's where we're at so far. And speaking of which, the next song I'm going to be playing for you is My Moon, My Man by Feist. And after that, it's going to be Oscar's Boogie by Oscar Peterson. He was called one of pretty much Canada's biggest gift to jazz piano. He's one of the best jazz pianists that has been recorded. So that's Oscar Peterson. But I'm going to be playing some of that for you right after My Moon, My Man by Feist. And here we are.
But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
The Soulship Enterprise. Saturdays at 7 p.m. CITR 101.9.
So right there was My Moon, My Man by Feist, followed by Oscar's Boogie by Oscar Peterson. So Oscar Peterson was known to be one of the greatest jazz piano players of all time, actually, but he started off at a very young age playing trumpet, and the only reason he actually switched to piano was by the age of 7, after he was already practicing a bunch. He started off really early. He got a very bad bout of tuberculosis and actually didn't really allow him to play at the level that he was able to when he first started. So he switched to piano and just absolutely mastered the instrument. So that's a really interesting way to go about it. Is the same kind of thing happened with Django Reinhardt, the gypsy jazz guitarist. He just actually ended up staying with the same instrument in that case, but he lost 2.5 fingers in tragic fire, but he ended up still becoming one of the most influential jazz virtuosos of all time. So that's really, really what is interesting about music, is that, like, honestly, just anybody could keep going and keep going no matter what adversity they have with it. But anyways, coming up next, we're getting a little heavier. We're going to be playing Superman's Dead by Our Lady Peace, a pretty good post-grunge band. And after that, it's going to be another song off of Law Dispute's new Rooms of the House album. That song is going to be Extraordinary Dinner Party. So here's the rest of the music, and keep on listening to CITR 101.9, and this is Crescendo. Thanks, everybody.
Attention grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
Till you break, you're happy 'cause you smile, but how much can you fake? An ordinary boy, an ordinary name, but ordinary is just not good. Yeah.
King Y.
So, yeah, that was Superman's Dead by Our Lady Peace. Did a little bit of research on this song. It's actually interesting. The original, like, the kind of idea behind it is, at the time, Rain Maida, who is one of the guys who wrote the song for the band Our Lady Peace, he was saying that a lot of the inspiration from it comes from him growing up with, like, the black and white Superman, like, TV show. And after that, just like as TV progressed on, now kids are just growing up at that time in the 90s when the song came out. They're watching like Beavis and Butthead and stuff. So he kind of saw just a decline in like the honest, like earnestness of like how television like and its influence on kids growing up in the different eras. And that's one of like part of the social commentary of it. And then also it's they kind of put some commentary in on just how kind of sad it was to them that so much of culture as a kid is brought on by strictly television and how it like really governs a lot of how kids think. So it's really good song, definitely like a really post-grungy sounding. It's still kind of like the dark kind of basis of the music, but still sounding just a little more upbeat than like what Nirvana and early Soundgarden and Temple of the Dog started out with. So it really shows a good transition in that era of music as well. So yeah, coming up for you next, like I was saying I was planning, is going to be Extraordinary Dinner Party by Law Dispute, and then I'm going to go into Venetian Snares, one of their songs called, Cry On. But here is Extraordinary Dinner Party from Law Dispute's new Rooms of the House album.
Morning!
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Those were some dope rhymes from MCA, Ad Rock, and Mike D from the Beastie Boys. That's from their lesser known but fantastic, you should definitely give it a listen, Paul's Boutique album from the late 80s. That was one of their most lesser known albums, especially it was right after License to Ill came out, but before Ill Communication. So that was not a hugely renowned album, especially at the time. Like, critically, it wasn't really, like, given a lot of credit. But in retrospect, it was really, really diagnosed as the big album that got people involved with really, like, changing around genres as far as rap music. Like, a lot of their songs on there are going to, like, incorporate other genres. And that really influenced a lot of other rappers to do the same in the future. And I'll always try to play some Beastie Boys on this show. If you already listened, then you already know. But to finish off this week's show, I'm going to be playing, as promised, Abetted Ruin by Odae Sue, an experimental, hardcore, alternative group, what have you, from back home. Close friends of mine, AJ Zarowski, Leland Prosser, Sean Cook, and, oh my goodness, there's one other close friend on there. Huh, you know what, yeah, but it was, they got together, made some fantastic music together, and we always got together and just listened to them go in the, some like, more like garage concerts and, you know, just fun stuff for close friends that are just starting off, And, oh yeah, Angel Moore, the bassist, a good close friend of mine, was the fourth member of that band. Ooh, my brain just didn't work for me for a second. But anyways, so to finish it off, here is Abetted Ruin by my close friend of mine bands, O'Day Sue. Hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your week, and hope to be bringing some good music to you next week. And, yeah, have a good one. This is CITR 11.9 and the show Crescendo.